You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. Okay, today's the day that we're going to dispel any wives' tales, rumors, and also shed some light into the most popular plastic surgery procedure in the United States of America. And that procedure is liposuction. And I can't tell you how many times when you come into the office to talk about something like liposuctioning, that you talk to me about so many wives' tales or so many things that your friends may have told you about liposuctioning that may have some semblance of truth, but in the real picture of things and how it's really supposed to be kind of thought about, it may not be 100% true. So I wanted to make sure that because it is that popular of a procedure, and there's so many different ways to do it, that we really dive into this so that you could tell your friends the real truth about what this whole thing about liposuctioning is. So let's start with the premise that liposuctioning was always intended and always designed to be a way of getting rid of unwanted fat. And generally speaking, when we as plastic surgeons would talk about liposuctioning, the term lipodystrophy was a term that we always used as the descriptor of why we're doing the procedure called liposuction. So if you can imagine this, imagine your thigh, okay, and going into your leg. If there's a pocket of fat that's creating a deformity or an outpocketing that's making the silhouette of your beautiful leg not look like that beautiful silhouette, that outpocketing, or what we call lipodystrophy, is what we're actually going after when we're talking about liposuctioning. So again, from the purest standpoint, when you're thinking about liposuction, if you're looking again at that thigh and you see that saddlebag deformity, which is that outpocketing of excess fat that's at the outside of your thigh, where it kind of joins up with your outside of your butt and everything, when you're looking at that and there's a bulge there that's not really supposed to be there, that's the area that we really want to talk about in terms of liposculpting or liposuctioning, or all the other semantics that people use to talk about removing fat from that unwanted area. Now, true that most people that come in to see me don't just have that outpocketing of fat on the outside of their thigh. They may have some excess fat on the anterior or the front part of their thigh, maybe a little bit on the back of their thigh, and maybe even on the inside of their thigh, where we would call the inner thigh, when your thighs kind of rub together. So if you could discern all those separate pockets or all those different areas of, let's say, your thigh that just doesn't look as shapely or as thin, I guess, as you would want it to, then you could definitely have liposuctioning of what we would call the circumferential thigh, meaning we're actually going around from the inner thigh to the back of the thigh, to the outer thigh, and to the anterior or the front of the thigh. But again, concept-wise, the term liposuctioning is really going after that unwanted amount of fat. And the reason why I keep coming back to telling you this is because the goal of liposuctioning has never been to create this unusual looking, thin, almost like a chicken leg, if we were still talking about the thigh. It was never intended to just suck out every last drop of fat anywhere. It's always been to try to take away that deformity or that outpocketing that's creating a look that's just not as smooth or as svelte looking. So let's extrapolate this to other areas. Let's say you have a bulge of fat underneath your chin. Some people will call that a double chin. The goal isn't to try to remove every last drop of fat underneath your skin in that location because it's just not a normal look. You're supposed to have some subcutaneous fat underneath your skin. So the overabundance of fat that's there can easily be liposculpted or liposuctioned away. I'll use the term liposuction and liposculpting interchangeably. I would say that most of you that have heard the term liposuction is really about removing a more voluminous amount of fat. Liposculpting is more of what we would say we're doing when we have, you know, high-level athletes or bodybuilders that come into the practice and they just have a layer of some fat that's preventing you from seeing their six-pack. From all the work they're doing in the gym, they just feel that this extra amount of fat that's covering up their six-pack is just not going away. That would probably be more along the lines of what we would call liposculpting. Or, you know, other terms that we've used for that is, when we're talking about, let's say, the six-pack, we can definitely talk about doing something that we call like gliding into those little areas of the six-pack so that you could see even more definition. But in terms of how you can understand if it's liposuctionable areas of your body or not, one of the things I always have patients do, and you may have been one of them, when you come into the office and we stand in front of the mirror, and let's say we're talking about your abdomen or love handles, which again tend to be the number one and two most common places to do liposuction, I'll have you tighten up your abdominal muscles as tight as you can and hold your stomach in. And when you do that, everything that you can squeeze that's on top of that abdominal wall muscle is made up of extra skin and some of that squeezable fat. That's the part of liposuctioning that we will be going after on your body. If, when you let go of that really tight pulling in of your abdominal wall muscles, if you let go and just stand normally and you start to notice that the abdomen rounds and kind of protrudes and bulges, that's intra-abdominal fat. That's fat that's behind your muscles. That's a weakening of the abdominal wall. That's fat that's been deposited on the inside of your belly. Kind of like if you can imagine where your intestines are, where your colon is, where your innards are, you can grow fat back there. And if that's where your fat is mainly located, all the liposuctioning in the world is not going to make that fat go away. So that's one of the first things that we always will do with you when you come in to discern what's liposuctionable fat and what's fat that's really going to just be getting rid of by you via diet and exercise. So that's a very important distinction. Again, as we're moving forward with trying to talk about what liposuctioning truly is, we want to make sure that it's an area that can be liposuctioned. And again, nowadays, as opposed to many years ago, liposuctioning can now be performed almost on any body part because we have very, very fine, precise instruments that allow us to get all over the face, the body. We could do your arms, we could do your calves, we could do ankles, you know, you name it. If there's fat in that location, we have these elegant instruments now that will allow us to remove it. So now let's get into how we actually remove it. Liposuctioning, at its basic level, is sucking out fat cells. This is a permanent removal of those fat cells. Let me say that again, because this is one of the quintessential wives' tales that I always hear from you. When you guys come in and talk about lipo, you'll tell me, hey, you know, my friends told me that liposuctioning will come, like after you do liposuctioning, the fat's going to come back. So let's really try to make sure that we're squelching that theory and really put it into perspective. When we're talking about liposuctioning, we're literally creating a vacuum or a suction so that we can literally remove a certain amount of fat cells from a given location. So let's go back to our initial anatomy that we talked about in the very beginning, that outside of the thigh, that saddlebag deformity, that extra amount of fat that's on the outside of your thigh. If we make a small little opening and we get into that space and we start sucking out that fat, the fat that's being removed is permanently being removed from that area. Now, here's where everybody leaves out a little piece of information. If you gain a lot of weight after liposuction, you're going to notice that you got fat in most likely a different area than you had the liposuctioning performed. So here's an example. Let's say you came in and you had liposuctioning of your outer thigh or that saddlebag. And then after a year or so, you gained about 20 pounds. The chance of you noticing that your outer thigh or that saddlebag is fat again is very, very, very slim. Because there's still fat that we left behind there. Because remember, the goal isn't to remove all the fat. It's to remove the deforming part of that outer thigh that's creating the silhouette that's just not desirable. But you're always going to have a little bit of fat there. What'll happen, though, if you gain the 20 pounds is you'll probably notice that you got fat somewhere else first. So to squelch the first wives' tale, which is after you get liposuctioning, you're going to get fat elsewhere, that's only going to happen if you gained weight. And you would really have to gain a significant amount of weight for you to really notice it. Because let's be honest, if the outer thigh of yours has been the place that you've always looked at, and now that that's gone, you may start to overeat, realizing that, hey, I just had 6 pieces of cheesecake and my outer thigh still looks great. Before you kind of wake up and recognize what's going on, it could be a whole year that just went by. And instead of watching the scale, you keep looking at your outer thighs, at those saddlebags that are not recurring, but maybe your abdomen started to get really fat. Maybe your arms are getting fat. Maybe your neck is starting to get too fat. But that's not what you're focusing on because it's always been your outer thighs. So I just want to make sure that you're understanding this. It's not going to be something where if you get liposuctioning tomorrow, in a week from now, you're not just going to wake up and just be fat somewhere. You would have had to have gained a significant amount of weight from overeating or just not sticking to your normal diet regimen. So that's a very important distinction. Let's get back into the idea about liposuctioning, though, because there are multiple ways to suck out that fat permanently. One way is to just use what we call suction-assisted lipectomy, which is attaching the suction to these fine cannulas. And when you turn on the suction, literally the fat cells will be flying out of that pocket or that area that we're choosing to reduce in terms of volume. Another term that you may have seen is something called ultrasonic-assisted liposuction, or UAL. Again, it's still liposuctioning, but now, instead of just using regular suction, we can use ultrasonic energy to break up areas that may have been scarred. So for instance, if you had a C-section and you may have that scar along your abdomen and it's housing a good amount of fat to break through that scar tissue from the C-section, we'll use something like ultrasonic assisted energy, and it'll help not only emulsify some of the fat cells, but it'll also be very, very useful in breaking through the scar tissue. Another area where it's very, very useful to use UAL or ultrasonic assisted liposuctioning is in the chest of men who are coming in for gynecomastia, which is that female appearance of a male chest. Many times that tissue up in the chest is not only made up of fat, but there's some breast tissue there. And when the breast tissue and the fat marbleize or kind of get intertwined, it becomes difficult to just use regular old liposuctioning to get rid of it. And that's where we employ the ultrasonic assisted energy. Another way of doing liposuction is called RFAL. And you may have heard me talk about this many times when I was on Dr. Oz, when I was on the doctor show. We were using something called radio frequency assisted liposuction. And there are multiple ones now on the market. The one that I've used on these television shows were the body tight and the neck tight and the face tight, which is a wonderful tool that allows us to, again, set the whole area up for liposuctioning by using radio frequency energy to not only emulsify the fat, but radio frequency energy does a phenomenal job in causing the skin to shrink down. So in some patients, like, you know, you may be one of these who have had, again, multiple pregnancies, and you have a little bit of fat around the abdomen, but you also have some skin laxity, instead of having to do a tummy tuck, we could do liposuctioning and try to go after that zone with not only the liposuctioning tool, but also use the radio frequency energy to help shrink down the skin. Basically, what I'm trying to tell you is liposuctioning is a tremendous way of reshaping the body. It's really wonderful when you have been doing everything you could possibly do to get into shape, and you still find that there are areas of your body that you just can't get rid of that extra amount of fat. And we tend, as plastic surgeons, to like to talk to you as patients about this, because you're really going to appreciate this more than anyone. Because, you know, if you're in the gym 5:30 in the morning, working out, and you're doing everything you possibly can, but you just can't get rid of that last little bit of fat that may be on the inside of your thigh or the outside of your thigh or on your abdomen or your love handle. And you know that if you just keep on losing weight, your face is getting thinner, your breasts may be getting smaller that you didn't want to have happen, and you're starting to lose weight or fat from places where you really don't want to lose the fat. That's where this liposuctioning is really at its best, is because we are now able to use liposuctioning to spot reduce. And there's really no other way to do that. You could do a million crunches in the gym, but there's no way to direct that activity to get rid of the fat that's on your abdomen. You're going to get your muscles stronger for sure, but for us to really go after that area of fat by liposculpting that away, that's how you're going to spot reduce the fat in that area where you didn't want it to be. I hope this has dispelled some of the wives' tales and you have a little bit better understanding about this whole idea of liposuctioning. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I'll be speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.